The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The first was when they had no large cups. How can you have no large cups? Well, we just don't. Give me two mediums instead of a large. That'll cost you $2, so... I don't want to pay for that. Then the next historic was they ran out of ice. I'd like my mocha frappe. We don't have any ice. Well, then I'll have a soda. Well, you know the soda will have
no ice.
I want ice. Today, the all-time standard. No people.
What?
There's no one there. There's somebody waiting in the drive-thru.
Yep.
And I'm going, this doesn't look good.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count our checks.
What makes a good host? What makes a good guest? Randall Cobb, a guest of Aaron Rodgers earlier this summer after he was traded for, showed up in Green Bay, didn't have a place to live. Apparently, all it takes to make Randall Cobb happy is a stocked fridge and a bidet. Here was Randall Cobb on Good Morning Football.
He's a great host. You know, fridge is always stocked. He got those bidets, so you got the warm toilet seats when you go to the bathroom. It was a lot of fun. It was Olympics, so we were watching Olympics every night. All the different sports, we were talking about how well we would compete in them. We had a great time, man. It was just like being back in high school, just hanging out at your buddy's house and just spending time.
What makes a good host? If you guys are hosting someone, I mean, you don't have to like install a bidet if you don't have one, but if you are hosting, like what are the aspects that make a good host? 800-990-3776.
For me?
Yeah.
Don't have an itinerary. Right? There's nothing worse than a guest that's constantly attached to your hip, right? And it kind of works both ways. The guests shouldn't think that they have to follow the host around everywhere. Like, I had people in for the Ryder Cup from St. Louis I told you about. Great friends. Our plan was to play golf Thursday, go to the Ryder Cup Friday, and then play again on Saturday. Well, I played Thursday, and golf is hideous. So I'm like, I ain't playing on Saturday. So instead of them being attached at my hip and not playing, I'm like, go play with my buddy. That's fine. Take the car. Go. You know? I think that's it. Just you don't have to be locked to one another for the entire time that they're staying at your house. Right, Homer?
Yep. Totally. Low maintenance. That's all
that matters. Yes. You know, the bidet's nice, the stock fridge is nice, but just, and it's kind of strange for me to say, but don't have a schedule or an itinerary.
That is very strange for you
right?
to say. But I feel like when you go on vacation, like you're also taking a vacation from your structure. Like that's part of the reason you're going on vacation. You're going to Hawaii next week.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine you've got every day structured out. Now you might have some time where you're going to try to figure out a way to get into the gym because I can't imagine you're going to give up going to the gym for a full week.
No. But it's funny with me because my house is like I clean before the cleaning lady and I clean after. My wife calls it a museum. But
right,
when
wait,
I
hold
go,
on, hold on,
when,
hold on, hold on, hold
when
on.
When I go,
hold
when
just
I
on a damn second. What's the point of the cleaning lady if you're going to clean before and after?
Great lady. If you had her for years, she does a wonderful job, but I just clean at another level. Like my bar for cleaning, Homer, is here, which drives my wife insane.
It's up. His hand is up above his head.
This is just going to the level.
It's here, you know.
Gabe asked a great question.
I think this is normal. My mom, when I was growing up, we used to have someone come like once every couple of weeks. She would always clean before they came. I know plenty of people that have the same thing, and they clean before the cleaning crew comes. I think that's normal.
I mean, if you walked into my house, you'd be like, why are you having this cleaned? Like, it's not clean.
But if you're cleaning before her, you're cleaning after her. Like, why are you?
I'm just saying it's normal.
As
well, no, but I think in those cases, it's often the person cleaning stuff up does make it better, and You don't want to make it look real bad, but they're still helping. This cleaning person serves no purpose whatsoever. It's cleaner than the person makes it, and if it isn't, he cleans it up again anyway. I don't think people clean it after the cleaning lady comes.
I've never had a cleaning person come into any home.
I'll be your cleaning lady. I wouldn't show up. How would you know the difference?
I really wouldn't.
You see, there you go.
I probably wouldn't.
Just I'll clean on Homer, Tuesday, I can pay see, me on Wednesdays.
I can see like
this is just a crumb,
like behind the coffee maker, and I cannot do anything until that crumb is gone. Like if I tried to ignore it and sat down and tried to watch TV, yeah, I'm thinking of the crumb.
You need help. My uncle.
You're just like me.
No,
what do you mean?
No, my uncle was like this, and it drove my aunt crazy because whatever she did wasn't good enough. And then he would say, and so she purposely left something or two things out so that he would clean it up, and then it was okay.
That's what my wife, that's what she does.
Oh, she messes with you?
She'll take a room
yes.
where no one goes into, otherwise, where no one goes into, and she'll take the knickknack in the thing and put it offset yep. onto the corner of the coffee table, drive me insane.
Yeah, but she knows he'll do that, and then if everything is perfect, he'll find something to do.
Like, that's a part of her day is to, like, all right, I have to keep him occupied for 2 hours, so I'm going to move this around in this
She's
room.
Very smart.
Like, the kids try, like, the kids.
Okay.
Sometimes like to have a party at the house without us knowing. I'm like, there is no way you could do it because I will find something to alert me that someone has been in the man cave.
Like, for example, a missing diamond from a Super Bowl ring.
I'm Homer 15 years younger.
There you go.
You are the exact.
No, I never did that. This cleanliness thing is a condition. They have names for it. I don't know what they are. Anybody who cleans not only before the cleaning person comes, but after they come, that's a whole different level.
I still cannot wrap my head around the people who clean before the cleaning lady comes. Like, what's the point of the cleaning lady?
Well, no,
she comes to clean.
Yeah. So she can fast track.
No, but you're embarrassed that you have a standard. You're embarrassed of my wife does this. She's embarrassed. She shouldn't be, but
yes.
Like, I don't want it to be too dirty.
But I understand.
But your point is right.
Yes, I understand that because people always, obviously, they want to clean, like, before your parents are coming. Oh, I got to clean up real quick so they don't think that this is. But it's the cleaning lady. You've hired her. That's like taking your car to the car wash after you went mudding. Okay, I got to wash my car before I go to the car wash, and now they're not going to judge me at the car wash. No, you're already bringing a cleaning lady in.
But my bar is here.
So that is nuts. But that's nowhere near cleaning up after the cleaning. Like, why? You know what you do if you clean up after the cleaning lady? You fire the cleaning lady.
No.
Because she's not they're not doing at a level
Homer,
you want done.
This is like the Cincinnati Bengals, okay?
All right, whatever.
Okay.
No, this is.
The Cincinnati Bengals are okay with 10 wins, okay? They're fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I want 14 wins.
No, you want more wins than there are games. There are 16 games, and you want 17 wins. No. People like you, this is a condition.
I don't think it is. I think it's normal.
Okay.
I'm with Chewy on this. I'm 100% behind him on this.
What, cleaning up after the person came?
No, but I'm going to give him half a cup. I'm going to give him half a cup.
I mean, so
that one's
there's
weird.
There's got to be more people like me out there.
I put it on the poll.
I can wrap my head around cleaning before the cleaning lady shows up.
No, I agree.
I can disagree with it, but at least I understand it. Cleaning up after she's there, when you cleaned up before she came, she cleaned, and now you're doing a triple clean?
Amendment. Chewy, let me ask you a follow-up real quick. When you say cleaning, does that mean like straightening up? Or do you mean full-on cleaning?
That's everything. So what I do, now all the kids are out of the house,
How
right?
How much pledge
Hold
do
on,
you go
all
through
the
in
kids
your
are out of the house. So, Homer, there's 6 bedrooms. So 4 of them have not changed a bit, right? Because the kids are off at college or wherever. I have to go into every room, and I'm like, I wonder if she's still vacuumed in the room that no one has been in for like a month. Got to check it out. Right?
No, I'd ask her. I'd have a list of things that she would do. No, you are incapable of giving up the responsibility of cleaning up. You are inventing, making stuff. Maybe a ghost came into that room. There's a unicorn I've seen. I better check the room. You will invent whatever is necessary
to participate in cleaning. I have seen strange footprints on the carpet after it's been vacuumed.
There you go.
And I hadn't been in there yet.
Yeah. You're addicted to cleaning. It's a nice addiction. Oh, my gosh. This is an easy
one. In terms of addictions, yes. This is
let me just ask
functional of an addiction.
Any of you have someone cleaning and you feel that you have to clean up after they came and cleaned up, you fire the person.
Have your mother call. And ask her why she cleans after the clean.
She doesn't. He said before.
Yeah, I don't know if she's ever done it.
There's no way.
That's why I asked you about straightening up to it, because I know.
But do you understand
the bar?
I know
when straightens up.
My clean bar is way up here. I understand
you're addicted to cleaning. It's okay. It's better than drugs, alcohol, gambling.
Yeah, but if your clean bar is up there, then why do you have a cleaning lady who's not going to meet that bar?
Because she closes the gap. She closes the gap. Where it's dirty, it's here, Gabe. Okay, my hands.
Okay.
She cleans, it's a foot above. Well, my bar is another 6 inches above her cleaning bar.
So let's go ahead and bring this back to the Packers. You're the Aaron Rodgers of cleaning.
Yes.
Who is your cleaning lady on the Packers?
And where's the gap, and then who's the cleaning lady?
Probably Bakhtiari.
Okay, so she's pretty good. She's pretty good at her job.
But I need it.
That next level. You just need that next level.
Yes, you get it now.
No, I
don't.
You
get it.
Because,
I'm more confused,
because
actually.
You could have the greatest cleaner in the history of the world, and you would still need to clean. Because
I'm number one. I'm Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, also, if we're being honest here, like, is this just OCD?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yes. Of course.
You have to clean it every time, all the time. I mean, it's got to be clean.
Right. He has to
What's
participate
wrong with
in
clean?
The process.
It's like you guys are accepting slovenly behavior.
See? What? There we go.
I just want to know what your pledge budget is. That's all I want to know. How much are you spending on pledge in your household?
Pledge isn't great because it'll streak.
So true.
So true.
So what should I be using?
Seriously?
Yeah, I've used pledge.
Just
like,
a
if
wet
I'm dusting,
rag. Just a wet rag. A damp rag.
This is where he can be helpful.
He's not actually cleaning.
A damp rag. Because if you use vinegar, it'll turn a little bit of a white film on the dining room
be
table.
Be careful. Let no one call in and question anything he's suggesting. This is not where you want to go. We have someone here who needs support for his
cleaning. Many vacuum cleaners do you have in your house?
When we have more than one, we get rid of one. One.
I have four.
There we go.
I just Googled, Chewy. There's even a bow on this before we get to break. I just Googled, what is it called when you clean too much? First answer, obsessive compulsive disorder. There you go. We have our
about
answer.
About a half a cup.
But wait. I want to emphasize it's harmless.
Yes, it
oh,
is.
100%.
Yeah.
But now I've got questions, because are you actually cleaning if it's just a damp rag? If there's like no soap, no pledge, no, like, how do you clean your
well,
windows?
You
get
rid of the food first, you know, if there is food on the table,
sure.
with just soap and water.
Yeah, but what do you, like, your coffee table, your windowsills, your fireplace, like, what are you using to clean those?
Just a damp rag. A damp rag, that's the best thing that picks up. You know, they say Swifter's great. Swifter's okay, but it'll bunch up in the corners at time.
I agree with everything you say.
So right? When you go in the shower, you just use a damp rag or do you use soap?
Depends on
okay, you know what?
What time of day it is.
That was a bad question. I shouldn't have asked it. I should have known better. That's on me. I apologize.
We're here for you, Chewy. Just know we are all here for
you. I don't think I need anyone. I think
do
what I do is completely
normal.
Do you ever
tell the person who does the cleaning that you have to clean up after they're finished?
No.
Well, she's going to know now after we talked about it for 15 minutes.
I know we're up against it, but I'm sure you talk to yourself, right? That's,
yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, talking to yourself is normal.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't shake your head back there, Ashton.
I don't. I'd rather clean like 7 times a day than talk to myself all the
no.
time.
No.
You talk to yourself. Anybody who says they don't talk to themselves is a liar.
That's not what I said. I said I'd rather clean than talk to myself.
Oh, I'd much rather talk to myself. I'm not in your club on that.
Is every day a struggle? I love this Ewald read because that's the first question I get to ask. But we're just talking about cars here, all right? If you've got other issues, Ewald probably can't help you out if you're cleaning after your cleaning lady shows up. But they can help you with your car. Because if you're worried if your car's not going to start, especially with winter coming up, maybe that's a worry for you. Maybe you're going to be worried you'll be late again for work. Just go to the Ewald Automotive Group. Ask around, see if you can get a lower price for service. If you can, take it to Ewald. Ewald will match it. Customers delighted after realizing how easy it is to make an online appointment. You just go to ewaldauto.com. It's super easy to find the different dealerships they have, the different cars that they have. And that's the thing. If you've decided you've had enough with that car that may or may not start, well, you can save money, get overbooked value for your trade-in, and get quick and easy financing no matter your make or model for a vehicle. Ewald makes it easy, and now you'll be ready to go. And don't forget that 20-year, 2,000-mile limited warranty with brand new vehicles from Ewald Automotive. Find out everything they do by going to ewaldauto.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You think when I'm watering the plant and it's full, it's sitting there going, no, no more. You're drowning me.
I do, and that's why your wife won't let you water the plants.
Literally.
Anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Injury is going to catch up to the Green Bay Packers. Craig Karmazin joined us earlier today, and he seemed overly concerned. Like, there was a certain negativity in his voice, especially when I quickly dismissed the Minnesota Vikings. Like, I don't fear any of these teams in the division. Maybe they go 5-1. Maybe they lose a game at Minnesota, and, you know, but I'm just not scared of anyone in this division. I just look at the Packers' schedule. I know, Chew, that middle part of the schedule is going to be tough, but I can't imagine that they lose all of those games.
No. I think they got five tough ones, so
what, if you
the
go
under-over's
two and, three,
two and a half.
Yeah, if you go 2-3, you'll still be fine because the rest of the schedule isn't.
I'm just saying it's fine if they do not get home field advantage for the NFC championship game.
Yeah.
Right? That should be the goal, right? Yeah, I think that's a realistic goal.
To be the number one seed?
No, not to be the number one seed.
Sure.
Be the number two or three, right?
But, I mean, yeah, the tough part of the schedule starts at the end of this month when they play Thursday at Arizona, then they go to Kansas City, Seattle at home. Maybe Russ is back by then. Maybe he's not. I mean, 4 to 8 weeks is very ambiguous, and who knows if it's his first game back, is he going to be effective throwing the football, especially if it's a colder middle of November versus last year trying to grip a cold football after a finger injury at Minnesota, home against the Rams. Like, that's a very, very tough stretch before you take on, yeah, Baltimore, Cleveland in there. But if you go 2-3, now we're looking at 13-4, lose another one.
Right. No,
12-5.
If you get to 6-1, you can finish 5-5 and you still have 11 wins. And
yeah.
So I mean, all of us, when we were discussing or just debating over a couple of games, I think if you get to, given where they are now, if you think they're going to be 10-7, then you see some concerns because that's a lot of losses.
That's six more losses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot given this division.
I would say three, maybe four, leaning towards more three. But, I mean, I watched that game last night, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, and I think they're better than, right now, I think they're better than Tampa Bay.
Really?
I think their offense is a click better. Green Bay's offense is a click better, and I would put the defenses, you know, both teams are a little banged up, as a push.
I don't think their offense is better.
You don't think so?
No.
I think Rodgers.
If you don't get to Brady, he's just got a lot. They don't even have Gronk.
Yeah, but the gap between Rodgers and Brady, I think, is pretty big.
I don't think so. No, not if you don't put any pressure on him. He's fantastic.
But there are some throws he cannot make that Rodgers.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes. But he can still be the what he's able of to do. I mean, look, they seem to be at times, and they've got a running game, and you know, it's not like it's not as good as the Packers. But I just think when you don't pressure him,
I agree. But it's the same with Rodgers. If you don't pressure him or keep him under wraps, he's gonna eat your lunch.
Right. Well, we were talking about how much difference there is. I don't understand how when you play at Tampa Bay, we have to hit him X number of times. We just have to make contact with him.
You got to make pressure because you're just not going to be able to cover for as long as, you know, I'm trying to pressure him all day, every day.
Right.
Because if he makes some big plays, so be it, because he's going to make big plays anyway.
That's how I look at it. But clearly they don't.
So when you get to the playoffs, is it in regards to Brady, do you give him the Brett Favre, Minnesota, New Orleans treatment where you hit him late, you get a 15-yard penalty? Who cares? Right? As long as you get a good shot on him and get him that's what I would do, right?
It doesn't seem what they did last year, the Packers did last year, was fine. How many interceptions did he throw against the Packers?
It's like the parallel right now with Davante Adams, you know? What are these other teams, stupid? Are they dumb? That's what I mean by top heady. Why aren't you just putting two guys on him all the time and say, you're catching four balls for 65 yards, that's it?
Back in the day, what'd they do with Sterling? Because Devontae broke the Sterling. I mean, Sterling's record stood for so long, 112 receptions a season until Devontae
broke. Number one, they didn't play a man. They played very little man, like in the early 90s.
Okay.
I mean, man made up maybe 15-20%. Now it's probably more of 60%. Maybe even higher than that.
Why do you think that is?
Game evolves. You know, athletes have become better. There's more emphasis on offense. You know, back in the day, you're like, all right, if we can hold this offense to 17 points, now you play Green Bay and like, if we can hold them to 28, we feel pretty good.
Well, you can't touch the quarterback and you can't
touch the quarterback. You can't. Zone is easy. Zone is very, very easy.
And I would say this, that it's what they've always said about Belichick. He adjusts to, we're going to take this away. I don't think that's necessarily the philosophy of many other offenses. This is what we do. They change a little bit, but I don't think they're willing to make the adjustments necessary. All right, if we double team that, then what does everybody else do? Well, it changes. Belichick seems to be, I don't know if that's accurate, but it seems to fit that they don't do it because it doesn't fit the way they play, and they think there would be a negative to it bigger than the positive.
So because a lot of teams played zone, Sterling wasn't getting double the ton.
No, he wasn't. No, they always gave him attention.
Sure.
You know? So if they played, for instance, I don't know, cover four or something, the corner would just ride him farther than he would on most players, and then the safety over the top. You know, they just gave him constant attention. But now it's, I don't know. I don't think teams are afraid of other teams scoring 28 points, 35 points, and that's how, you know. So we get beat for an 80-yard touchdown. Who cares? It's all about the offense. Just match their possessions, you know.
I as good as Devontae is, and you're going, man, how come teams don't just go, okay, we're going to double him, six catches for 60 yards, that's all you're getting. Is that easier said than done? Because there were times Davante Adams was just running wide open against the Bengals. It didn't make sense to me.
I think the days of, because when I played, it was the days of, all right, who do you shut down? Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman. Now they don't even care about the running back, really. I mean, from a rushing standpoint. Even like Derrick Henry. Like, who cares? Let him get his 122 yards rushing. You know? We're not going to bring a safety up in the box. We're going to just make sure we don't get gassed for 350 yards passing. Right? Who cares?
Yes, in general, if that's our philosophy, if we have a philosophy that we do, we play a runner like Derrick Henry once. Are we going to change everything we do? No, they have, other than I would say Belichick. I mean, when you had these things and they play and they go, wow, he just, they talk about him taking away certain things.
Oh, yeah.
You never hear any other defensive guy being asked that. I think back
of 2014 when the Packers played the Patriots. It was Davante Adams' rookie year, and the Packers had 2,000-yard receivers in Jordy and Randall that year. And he took away those two guys, and he's like, okay, Devontae beat us, and Devontae did. He had like 120 yards receiving that game.
You know who would be a great defensive coordinator against the Green Bay Packers? Joe Barry Carroll. All right, let's just keep everything in front of us, make them go on 12-play drives.
And make sure they score hopefully, every time they get in the red zone.
Hopefully they kick a field goal. Who cares?
That's my concern about the Bears game. I don't know how much it should be. Like, Patton's with the Bears, right?
Is he? I don't know.
Isn't he a consultant? I thought he was a consultant.
He might be a consultant.
Thought he would be one that maybe would be able to help them on what to do against Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers has destroyed them.
Yeah, senior defensive assistant is Mike Pettine's role with the Chicago
Bears. I'm curious
Bears.
To see what Chicago does, because...
But isn't that how you would play Green Bay's offense? Is like, just keep it, don't let anything over the top. Right?
I think that's some approaches the teams have taken, because when they blitz Rodgers, he destroys them.
Yeah. Just if they're going to score and they're going to score, make it take a while and make them earn it.
Seems fair.
That's what I would do.
And maybe that's why the Packers decided to go that way. Like, okay, this is a defense that, you know, we get impatient with, so maybe we should try to play this defense against other teams.
Yeah, but you're keeping the ball out of your best player's hands. That's the thing. You know what I mean? And this offense is much better when it's in a rhythm. And that's my concern about the playoffs. When they get to the playoffs and the opposing team has 14, 15 play drives and Rodgers is on the sideline, he's like, oh, my God, the clock is run. I gotta force things. We need to score. La, 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 la. They're much better with, the other team, 80-yard touchdown. All right, get the ball to Rodgers. Let him go. Bah, 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 bah. No? Am I crazy? Am I cleaning? Am I cleaning after the clean?
Well, speaking of cleaning, we have a text here from Justin Middleton, 800-990-3776. Chewy, did you stay after the game and deep clean the locker room? Got to imagine the locker room wasn't super clean at the end of the game.
Nice question.
No, because it wasn't my place.
Oh.
This goes to the hotel theory where I'm a slob, right?
Because it's not yours.
It's not mine.
But if it's yours, how clean is your car?
I had it detailed yesterday.
Are you allowed to eat food in your car?
My rule or someone else's rule?
Well, I mean, it's your car, isn't it?
Not in the truck. In the other one, yes, that's fine. I don't care.
But you drive the truck more often than you drive the other one. So the truck would be considered your vehicle.
No, I don't.
Right? I love Gabe, because now you're wondering his cleanliness of everything he owns. You're curious about.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, right.
Don't ask him about his feet.
No, he doesn't clean his feet.
You don't need to clean your feet. Don't tell me you wash your feet.
Whatever you say.
When you go in the shower, do you wash your feet?
If they're dirty, yes.
That's what I subscribe to.
But I would say,
right there.
I mean, periodically, yes, I'll wash down by my ankles. I don't stop at my feet and go, oh, that's it. That's as far as you can go.
I'm fine with that answer.
No, I would say I wash my feet often, but not intentionally to or not do it. But
the only way I wash my feet is I take the body wash?
Yeah.
And squirt it on the floor of the shower, and then shuffle my feet.
I actually think that's how everyone does it. I would imagine that the majority of the human race, that's how they wash their feet. They just get soap on the bottom, walk on it, and they're good.
I don't think so.
No. I just use the loofah? The loofah, yeah.
Why?
Because there's one side of the loofah that's specifically designed
to wash your feet. There's no reason to clean below your knees.
If you say so. This is not about what. This is just adding one to the list.
I think this is
there's
got to
be a
thing.
Page. There's got to be a website. Chewy.
Chewy's rules of
whatever it is. Just Chewy. Here's one. So we figured out the house and his car. What else does he own that has?
Like, do you wash your back?
Do I wash my back? Yeah.
It's impossible to wash your back.
I mean, you
do the best you can.
Of course.
You can't reach every spot.
I don't not do my back because I can't do 100%.
I have never done my back.
There we go. Yes. You never disappoint.
I have no idea what we're doing next.
I don't even know how to wash your back.
No, we don't know what he's going to say next. Yeah. You think there can't be another one, and there always is. You have never washed your back.
How do you wash your back? Your hands can't go all the way back there.
Like this?
Yeah, you get
like
the top
this?
Part.
And you're missing like a 6x6 patch that can never be washed unless you have a loofah.
That doesn't mean I don't wash the other parts of my back.
Why? If you're not doing a 6x6 patch, what the hell do you care about the other?
Take it away, Gabe. I'm passing. I just want to hear. I don't want to participate.
So part of the Chewy rules of cleanliness, if you can't clean it all, why clean it at all?
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe is already eating his feelings.
What are you talking about? I'm fine. What do you mean, Buck Lodge? This doesn't bother me.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Today is National Cheese Curd Day. today that us here in Wisconsin absolutely love, because we love our cheese curds, whether they're squeaky, whether they're fried. And Culver's is unleashing their Curter Burger as well today. That is the, I mean, they kind of morphed it because their April Fool's Day joke was just literally like a fried cheese curd on a bun. But now it's a bun, a burger patty, and the curds are pretty much serving as the cheese of the cheeseburger. Just fried cheese instead of being regular cheese. A lot of things to dig into here. But first, Homer, as a connoisseur of fast food, does yes. the Curter Burger intrigue you?
No. Mm-mm. And I mean, the quality of every, I should, quality of everything that Culver's does, it's, they amaze me. People are willing to wait. I think after they take your order, you could wait 20 minutes and nobody would say anything. They've set a standard. So my guess is I probably should try it because it's pretty good. Everything they do is pretty good, but I don't.
Yeah, here's the
it's
thing
like
about
having
Culver's.
A root beer burger. Well, I mean, I just don't combine certain things.
I mean, Culver's is a little pricey for your taste because yes. you're the same person who told the story earlier today that wanted, okay, I want a large coffee. Right. Don't have any large cups. Give me two mediums. That's $2. You didn't want to spend the extra buck. So
other places have gotten more expensive so that it's not as expensive. But yes, you're correct. They're over the top.
And the weight. Because you're a fast food guy. You want in, out. You want the speed. That is not Culver's.
Do you really not watch what you eat, though? I mean,
I watch a little bit. I'm now a firm believer that if I don't eat after like 8 o'clock,
no, I mean
that
like,
I can eat whatever I want
like
the rest
fast
of the day.
Food being bad for you?
No, because I don't obsess on it. There's certain things you can't have, like that you can't. I don't have full meals. One, they're too expensive, and two, I don't. You know, like. You can eat okay at McDonald's if you just don't overdo it, just like you can eat okay. And
like, what's okay, though? A salad?
No. Oh, heavens, no. I don't think I've ever ordered a salad there.
Like, but what's okay, though?
Like, one, limit the number of fries. So you can easily have a diet soda and a quarter pounder with cheese. You're fine. You can't have. Well, you're not going to have one every day. But you asked me. You can't have a Big Mac, large fries, and a Coke. The difference in calories is huge. There are days now where I can actually am okay with just a hamburger or a cheeseburger.
So what's lunch? Coke. What's lunch? Do you know?
Do I know what I'm going to get there?
No. Do you know what you're having for lunch?
No, I don't.
Why?
I don't.
Because I've known what I'm having for lunch since Tuesday.
What a shock. Just add one to the list. We need to get into his eating habits. This is going to be.
Is today tuna salad?
No, yeah, tuna. No, cousin's tuna. Yeah. With some pickles on it and then tomato soup.
So do you know what you're going to have for lunch next week each day?
Yes. Monday's roast beef and cheddar.
How long has it been like that?
I get the same thing every time.
No, how many years have you been in this process?
What year were you born?
69.
Wait a minute. At some point, you started doing it.
Yeah, probably
when you're playing in the NFL for the Packers, same deal. You knew what you were going to have every lunch?
Yeah. Yes.
So did they have to make it for you?
No. This is back in the day when we would order out. So we get. Have you ever been to Hanson's?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Hanson's is good. Yeah. I don't know if they're still around. You get Hanson's or you would get.
And you would get the same thing every day, every week.
See, they made their tuna with Italian dressing and ranch, and it was delicious.
Sure. Okay.
Ooh.
What?
No, you just, it never ends. I think he can't amaze me, and you do it. And you've been doing this for years. Like, every Monday you have every Monday you have what again?
Roast beef and cheddar, no mayo.
And you've been having that for how long on Mondays? Years? Are we at years?
Yeah, probably 4 years.
Let's just take a poll.
Like, they know. I just say Chewy, and they're like, yeah, got it. Like, I don't even have to give them my order.
So some you don't have, like, on one Monday, you just do something different?
Nope.
You don't want to mix it up ever?
Wednesday's buffalo chicken at Oscar's.
Okay.
But now I got to go into the building. Oh,
just
drive-thru.
Just terrible. It's amazing what you have to put up with. That's just horrible.
See, I thought you were a little more like me. No, but it's not my fault. That's the thing. It is not my fault. I was conditioned by the
whose fault is
by
it?
The Packers to live my life with an itinerary.
Yeah.
So it's not. You're looking at me as if it's my fault. It's really not. I was.
It's really Holmgren's fault.
It's my fault. Let me just check. We could maybe call your teammates. and see how many of the percentage of those teammates have changed their behavior now that they no longer play. You think so?
You think Brett has the same thing for lunch every Monday?
You think his behavior at lunch is the same now as it was when he was the
Now, the caveat is the guy has to care. So if he doesn't care about his body or anything, then it's out the window.
Oh, he has to care.
Yes.
And who decides whether he cares? You, because if he does the same thing every day, then he cares.
Yes.
But forget the caring part. Assuming they're just people, and we randomly pick 10. We pick 10 former Packers. We'll even let you pick the 10.
No, I guarantee Brett lives his life with an itinerary like I do. I guarantee it.
You know, it'd be great.
You got one.
If you get him on the show,
yeah, you should. Yeah,
would be nice.
Yes, it would.
It's Friday.
Well, yeah, he only comes on with roast beef on Monday. Probably the case. I didn't think about the rules for Brett.
I'm not. Can we go back to the beginning of this, Homer? You're not at all interested in the curd burger. Like this, not it doesn't pique your interest of like you want to go wait in line today.
No,
I am going to go wait in line today.
Well, I am weird about food. I mean, I don't like colors of food.
You
want to
talk
like
about
that.
Weird? So
Ashton,
if you ever make anything on a Friday and you bring it in, don't bring any for Homer. He's
I
not going to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but curds are kind of overrated.
Hold on. We'll get to your dumb comment in a second. What do you mean you
won't? Well, like when I first got on radio, like when people bring food in, like you just don't eat it because it could kill you or whatever.
I'm not going to kill you.
I understand you're not. I don't know.
However, if you brought in like a thing of cookies from the grocery store that's in one of those plastic containers, he will, yes.
Yeah. No, and I, unlike Chewy, it's not because there's some reason. It's wrong, and there was somebody, Kat. She was just so totally offended. This was years ago that she brought something out. I don't eat it. What, you don't trust me? I can't defend the position. I just don't eat it. Okay, they're like, that's the rudest thing you've ever done. Okay, I need to work on it. It was brownies or something. I mean, I don't know.
I bet they were delicious.
They probably were.
So you did it because you were being healthy?
No, because when I was first in radio, that's what they said. Don't ever eat food that people bring in because you never know. 99 times it can be good, but the 100th time you could die or something.
I don't know. Story that would be, though, if it was the 100th time and you died.
That's true, yes. So I just avoided doing it, and it's wrong, it's stupid, and I should probably move on and grow up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Do you wash your hands a lot or no?
No, I've never washed my hands.
Are you in my program where it's actually a good thing because then you build
up immunity? I don't
want
to be in any of your programs right now.
Everyone stop what you're doing and listen.
But not to Chewy.
October is Palermo's Pizza Month here at 94.5 ESPN. We're keeping it simpler than ever. We're giving away 2 free pizza coupons each and every hour. It's happening right now. Callers 2 and callers 4 at 800-990-3776. If you are one of those 2 callers, the Palermo's Pizza is all yours. Palermo's Pizza is Wisconsin's hometown pizza. Check out ESPNWisconsinContests.com for official contest rules. Happy Palermo's Pizza Month.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What about FDR?
His
he
name
was a president.
Fred? Was he really?
His name was Franklin.
That's not Fred.
That's not
what,
Fred.
What the hell game are you playing
about?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. So put your best face on, everybody. Pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out.
Now, there have been a lot of stupid things uttered on today's show.
I don't think so.
However.
Clearly not.
Well, I mean, by the way, I should let you know this. Gavin and Racine hit us up in the talk and text line, 800-990-3776. I'm with Chewy on this. The only time I've ever washed my feet is the bizarre situation where I turn on the bath and just let my feet run under it. Have never scrubbed my back. Arms don't bend that way.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not alone, Homer.
We never said you were alone. I just think the group is small.
It's like if you...
And, I mean, it's harmless. It's weird.
No, I know.
I mean, you admit it's weird. Oh, we got to do some poll questions. Not necessarily now, but you don't think it's weird?
No, because the body would tell me if that area needs to be cleaned. Like, you clean your pits because they stink, right?
I just keep going.
Like, there's nothing that ever has told me from my knees down, other than physically looking at dirt or something, that it's dirty.
Go ahead and take off your shoes and tell me that, you know, your feet don't need to be washed.
But the water that you wash your hair with, that you wash your armpits with, that all flows down to the bottom.
Yeah, that's dirty water.
Not necessarily. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I get exactly what you're saying.
So what you're saying is when you wash dishes in the sink, you put a plate on the bottom of the sink, and if you wash a cup over it, it's got soap, and I don't need
to clean. If it doesn't have food stuck on it, right?
I still am going to wash that plate. I'm not just going to let the dirty water cascade off the cup.
I think he's trying to explain it.
And then land on the plate. I'm going to clean that plate, make sure that plate is clean before I put it in the dish rack. I'm not going to get through you. I mean, this is something that we have discussed before about
you
and your feet.
Physically look at the plate and it looks clean like my legs do from my knees down, then what are you cleaning?
I'm most fascinated with the degree of study that you've done this. This isn't just random.
No. He's had to defend this position multiple times.
I think Ashton's kind of leaning my way.
I am absolutely not leaning your way.
What about your mother?
Wait, does she lean on this? I'm pretty sure she also would disagree with you.
Not with cleaning.
With cleaning, I did. You know what? Here, well, I'll get to that real quick. I did put it on the poll. Is it crazy to clean both before and after a cleaning crew come to your house? 22% of people say no. Jewish, you got that going for you.
Wow, 22?
I'll take that.
That's higher than I thought.
Take that.
But Chewy also, moments ago, said cheese curds were overrated.
Yeah, that might be the worst thing he said.
There are I'm thinking of two places where the cheese curds are outstanding,
well,
but
then
I think
not
places.
Overrated.
No. I'm saying from the standpoint of now everyone makes a cheese curd.
Yeah.
And they're not always good.
That's possible.
That's, yeah. 100%
right?
True.
Uh-huh. Like
you have not a high standard for cheese curds. That's okay.
Yeah, everybody makes fries. That doesn't mean fries are overrated. It just seems some places make bad fries.
Different fries.
I mean, I like smaller cheese curds. I don't want my cheese curd to be too large.
What's your faves? Hands down, the best I've ever had was Mars Cheese Castle.
Yeah, those are the squeaky cheese curds. They also do some fried ones down there.
The fried ones
I'm more of a
fried
guy myself. And yes. Jason mentioned it earlier, the Horse and Plow, Homer and I used to do a show up there.
Unbelievable.
The cheese curds at Horse and Plow are the best I've ever had.
And they're a little bit larger, but they're so good.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because, they're. I don't know what they do to make them that good, but the Horse and Plow up at the American Inn in Kohler is the best.
I'm a big fan of Cousins curds. I think
they're
really good.
Cousins curds are actually pretty good.
What is it, the cheese or the frying of them?
I would say both.
Combination. It's got to be a combination of both to make it. Because the ones at the Horse and Plow, like the breading on it, it's crispy, but it's still light. It's not too heavy. Because the cheese can get, I mean, you're frying cheese, man. Like, we're talking about something that's going to get pretty heavy.
I've never met anybody that hadn't found some cheese curds that they didn't like.
Yeah. Yeah, now not every place makes good cheese curds. Yeah, because it might have too much breading, not enough cheese, and doesn't.
Yeah, to me, cheese curds are just like fries in terms of, I mean, it's different, but, you know, they're not all necessarily great, but cheese curds a good thing.
Oh, without a doubt.
I'm a little. Here's my worry with the curd burger today with Culver's, which again I am going to go have, and I will let everyone know how it tastes.
I know it'll be fine.
I'm a little worried that it's going to be a little too
cheesy.
No, I'm not worried about that. The thickness of the breading on the curd, I'm worried it's going to be a little too thick. I'm just a little worried.
It's so just the pictures that I've seen of it, like it looks like it's going to be a pretty high burger.
It's a lot of breading.
Yeah, to be able to fit that all in the mouth is going to be tough.
Okay.
We're all in agreement, though. We're not worried about the Bears, right? Like, we can come together and we can agree that nobody's actually concerned about Packers-Bears. That's why we haven't talked much Packers-Bears today.
Yeah, other than my fear is that at some point it's going to end. And if you're a young quarterback like they have, you become a legend immediately by winning a game against Rodgers and the Packers. Because it never happens. The dominance of Aaron Rodgers, not only just against him, but in Chicago. I think Favre won 10 in a row at Soldier Field. I mean, Rodgers' numbers are, he's like 21 and 5, and the only one of those he lost, he got hurt right away. So he's really lost only 3 or 4, and he's whooped him at Soldier Field. So there shouldn't be any fear, and you just assume they're going to win.
I think Justin Fields is going to be fantastic. I think he's got the chance to be a really good quarterback.
You mean his
future.
Sunday
specifically.
Isn't he hurt?
Yeah, hyperextended knee, but he's going to play.
Yeah, right. But
this game doesn't matter.
I just don't see him playing well on Sunday either. Like the Bears,
this game is the Super Bowl to the Bears and to the Packers. It's like, all right, when are we playing Arizona?
What do you mean? If they lose, they're tied for the division lead.
They're winning the division. You're not
trying to say that
the Bears have a chance of winning the division.
No, you just. But you would assume you'd have already created the kind of gap. They win the game, and the gap is huge.
With this team, I am perfectly comfortable with them finishing number two or number three.
I'm just
NFC.
Saying. I think you can sell. Well, the whole key is Rodgers.
What about Rodgers the Bears? What about the Bears scares you? Is there anything
fluky stuff?
They always
get a garbage touchdown on
our defense.
I mean,
Packers defense scares me.
Okay. But that's more about the Packers
Correct.
Than about the Bears.
Yes.
Like, right. There's nothing. Like, with the at least going into the Cincinnati game, like, yeah, Jamar Chase is pretty good. He's got a good connection with Joe Burrow. That does scare me a little bit. I look at this Bears team, I'm like,
it doesn't add up to how they lose.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. And I know Bears defense is good, but Bears defense has been good in the past. And with Aaron Rodgers,
so what do they
got
to score?
Matter.
How many points do they have to score?
The Packers?
21?
24.
And they won? Right?
They score 24. Bears aren't going to get to 24.
I would agree with that.
Okay. So I'm not worried one bit. One bit.
Boom. Roasted.
See? So they need 2 minutes to take care of that.
I got to go clean.
Clearly. Clearly.
Not himself.
That should
the
be.
The house has to be more
no,
clean than
that
himself.
That should be his closing statement every day.
Will the Intouch coming up next.